I'm Ray Brewer, sports editor, Las Vegas Sun, here at my office in Southern Nevada, talking via Skype to Taylor Byrne, our UNLV beat writer. The Rebels tonight taking on Colorado in the NCAA tournament. Taylor, you've been in New Mexico since Tuesday. I'm so jealous, brother. Tell me, how is the atmosphere there? Are there a lot of Rebel fans along for the ride?
Yeah, you know, the turnout for their practice that's open to the public and open to the media yesterday was really good. A lot of, you know, just a lot of positivity around it, a lot of autographs, high fives, you know, just kind of a good feeling. And also, this was something I kind of doubted early on, but the kind of the Albuquerque locals really coming out supporting UNLV. A lot of them just already had tickets for this regional and almost, you know, completely throwing their efforts behind the Mountain West instead of, you know, going with the rivalry. They're all in for UNLV. So it's really going to be a good environment for as far as the Rebels are concerned.
Yeah, there was two schools of thought on that. One is that the New Mexico fans would be educated enough to support UNLV, or two, it would be like UNLV having a road game at the Pit. And I know a lot of folks here are glad to get that support, because as we've documented all season, UNLV kind of struggles away from the Thomas and Mack Center. Taylor, the last 2 years, UNLV bounced in its first NCAA tournament game. Does that weigh on the mind of the players today? Are you sensing them thinking about that, or is this a different year?
And it's definitely at the forefront of their minds, especially all of the guys who played in those games. You know, Mike Moser would be the exception. He saw it last year, but he wasn't actually out on the court. But Anthony says that, you know, he thinks about it a lot. Chase says that he thinks about it. And it's not something where once you actually get out on the court, you're thinking, oh boy, you know, we don't want to have Illinois all over again. But in the kind of the days leading up to it, the preparation, it's, you know, on their mind, mainly as a motivation. You know, we know how they went and how we got run out of the building, and, you know, just using that to try and make sure that that doesn't happen again. They said with Illinois, they kind of prepared for a half-court game, and when the Illini came out running, they just got blitzed. And by the time that they tried to correct it, there was nothing they could do. They had dug the grave way too deep, and, you know, it hurt. It's a bad way to end the season, not only just losing the first round, but to get run out like that. And so that's been a chip on their shoulder the entire season, and now that it's March once again, it's definitely something that they've thought about in the coming days. I think once they get out on the court again, it's just going to be about playing basketball, and then that's where you go back to the questions of this team away from the MAC, this team in altitude, how will it perform, and not so much, you know, looking at what they did against Illinois or in the heartbreaker to Northern Iowa.
Yeah, it's Thursday, that first day of the NCAA tournament, and everybody is watching the TV, trying to track what's going to happen in all the games. And Taylor, I'll ask you, UNLV, approximately 7 o'clock tonight, they tip against Colorado. What do the Rebels need to do to get the victory? Because on paper, UNLV, the 6th seed, Colorado, the 11th seed that got into the tournament, basically because they ran the table in the Pac-12. UNLV, to me, looks like a sure thing here. What do they need to do to close the deal and get this W?
There's kind of two schools of thought on teams kind of running through their conference tournament and how that's going to affect them in the NCAA tournament. Colorado and the Pac-12 had to win 4 games in 4 days, and for a long time, people kind of threw those teams out in the first round. They thought they just have tired legs. UConn kind of changed everything with that, with how they went through the Big East and then won the national championship. You know, I'm not saying at all that Colorado's on that level, but it's just kind of changed expectations about what teams who run through their conference tournaments can do. So I don't want to just toss the Buffs aside. They beat some bad competition in the Pac-12 in order to get here, but it's still 4 games in 4 days. That takes a lot of toughness, as Coach Dave Wright said. They're a good team that, you know, that's going to give maximum effort. Now, what does UNLV need to do? Big lead. Now, you wonder, well, they're just going to give that lead away. Doesn't matter. This team shoots so much better in the first half than the second half when they're playing in altitude. That, and considering Colorado, you know, their home games are in this type of environment, they need to have that lead so that if it does, you know, start chipping away, kind of play out the same way that a lot of their games have, they at least have that cushion. I don't think they want to get into a battle where then the legs might not quite be there in the second half like it has been, you know, But look at what they did last time they were at the Pit. They got blown out by 20 or by 21 in the second half. And so you want to have that lead at the cushion, because then there's always the slight chance that, you know, maybe this is the time that they put it away when they're up 12 and they go up 20. But that's going to be the big thing. The first half, what do they come out with? Not only from what they've done this year, but if you look at last year's loss to Illinois, it was all just, you know, not being prepared in the first half, and then it was too late. So first 10 minutes, you know, first half especially, can they play with the energy, the, you know, hitting the shots, I guess, you know, getting out in transition like they want to do? Can they just play like they want to do right away? Because if they can't, it's going to be very tough for them to get into that rhythm later in the game.
Yeah, and I guess all the questions will be answered later tonight. Is it going to be the UNLV team that opened the season so hot, had the big win against number one North Carolina, or is it going to be the UNLV team that kind of stumbled late, finished 6-5 since February 1? Taylor, I'm going to let you go, but first, you knew I was going to ask you, my man, give me your prediction for tonight. What's the final score going to be, and will UNLV advance on to the round of 32 Saturday?
Put me on the spot. I haven't even thought about a final score yet.
Listen, it's a curveball city, buddy. You got to knock it out of the yard here.
I like the Rebels. I think they have a chance to. Originally, I thought that, you know, maybe a double digit win was possible. I've definitely tempered that. But I think getting up to the type of start that they're capable of, I think they will. I like a big game from Mike Moser. I think Anthony Marshall will be important. I don't think he's going to have to try and take over the game in the second half like he has in some of the losses, and that's just going to, you know, get better production out of him for the whole. But I like UNLV, let's say, by 7. Let's go 76-69.
Well, there you have it, folks. Taylor Byrne, the Suns beat writer in Albuquerque for UNLV's basketball game today, NCAA tournament. He likes the Rebels to win. Taylor, thanks for joining us here from the Sun Newsroom. I'm Ray Brewer. We'll talk to you guys next time.